Merry Christmas, everyone, from Mike and Kim Burge here at The Good Stuff, wishing you the happiest of holiday seasons and a Merry Christmas, everyone. If your morning cup of coffee is getting a little stale lately, maybe you need to grab a copy of the Tri-State Livestock News, packed with insights on cattle, grains, sheep, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Visit tsln.com.
And we want to send out a Merry Christmas from Lemon Livestock with the regular sale every Wednesday and Saturday. Merry Christmas from Paul Huffman and the staff. And from Advanced Aluminum Structures in Sturgis, Randy Tinnell, his family and staff say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Also from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota, buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty. Merry Christmas to everyone from Rick and Lynn. Okay, Mike.
I just have a little short Christmas story to start things off today. It's like finding a dollar in your coat that you haven't touched since last winter, but better, matter of fact.
Okay.
An anonymous wealthy businessman from Kansas City has been lifting the holiday spirit of strangers for the past 12 years by handing out extra cash to those who look as though they could use a little boost. With the help of a dozen local police officers, he hits up a few cities and hands out anywhere between $100,000 and $200,000 each holiday season. And they're all coming in the form of $100 bills. Mystery Santa said he looks for people who have sadness on their faces so that he can give them hope that their life can be changed. Our mission as humans is to do random acts of kindness. Kindness is the bridge between all people, the anonymous businessman told CBS News. We still don't know who he or she is or where they'll show up this year, but keep your eyes peeled for a surprise visit from the real Secret Santa.
Very good. Hey, Mike, I have actually got a Thanksgiving poem, but I thought it fit pretty well right now.
Okay.
We have so much to be thankful for. Let us give thanks for generous friends with hearts as big as Hubbard's and smiles as bright as their blossoms, for feisty friends as tart as apples, for continuous friends who, like scallions and cucumbers, keep reminding us we had them, for crotchety friends as sour as rhubarb and as indestructible, for handsome friends who are as gorgeous as eggplant and as elegant as a row of corn, and the others as plain as potatoes and so good for you, for funny friends who are as silly as Brussels sprouts and as amusing as Jerusalem artichokes, and serious friends as complex as cauliflower and intricate as onions, for friends as unpretentious as cabbages, as subtle as summer squash, as persistent as parsley, as delightful as dill, as endless as zucchini, and who, like parsnips, can be counted on to see you through the long winter. For old friends nodding like sunflowers in the evening time, and young friends coming on as fast as radishes. For loving friends who wind around as like tendrils and hold us despite our blights, wilts, and witherings. And finally, for those friends now gone, like gardens past, that have been harvested, but who feed us in their times that we might have life thereafter. For all these we give thanks. Amen. That was written by Max Kutz. I know it's a Thanksgiving poem, but I thought it was perfect for today.
Fits with Christmas as well.
It certainly does. And now I have a true story, Mike. An interviewer was talking to a production line worker in a biscuit factory. The dialogue went like this. How long have you worked here? Well, since I left school, about 15 years. What do? I take packets of biscuits off the conveyor belt and put them into cardboard boxes. Have you always done the same job? Yes. Do you enjoy it? Oh, yes, it's great. Everyone is so nice and friendly. We have a good laugh. Really? Don't you find it a bit boring? Oh, no, sometimes they change the biscuits. Interesting. Guess we all need to be reminded that we should not assume that what motivates you is what motivates others. It's important to recognize that sources of happiness vary between people. What a variety today, Mike. Now I have a Christmas message. I heard the bells on Christmas Day their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow shared that, and thank you everyone so much for listening to The Good Stuff. If you have something you'd like to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's B-U-R-G-E. Again, you have been listening to The Good Stuff.